Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, Apple may have just introduced new Macs yesterday, but the rumors are already continuing to focus on what's still to come. This time, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has taken to Twitter to share additional information about the redesigned MacBook Air. According to Kuo, the new MacBook Air will be announced later this year with an all-new design, but he believes that the machine might not have an M2 processor on the inside. Kuo explains that the M2 chip might be delayed until sometime in 2023, so the new MacBook Air coming this year could be announced with an updated version of the M1 instead. He explained that Apple could put this updated M1 chip inside the new MacBook Air instead of the M2, which corroborates reporting from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, who said that Apple is testing a new Apple Silicon chip with 8 CPU cores and 10 GPU cores, which is an increase from the 8 GPU cores of the current M1. But the question is if the only difference between the original M1 and the new chip in the new MacBook Air are those additional GPU cores, then will Apple brand it as something like the M1X or the M1Z, like we've already seen it do with iPad processors in the past, or will it make the jump entirely to M2 for the sake of consistency? As with everything related to Apple marketing, we probably won't know until we get much closer to the release of this new MacBook Air. In other news today, Apple yesterday unveiled its new Studio Display, which means it's officially back in the consumer display business. And while the Studio Display is an impressive offering for Mac users with a resolution of 5K and 4 ports on the back, there are some limitations to keep in mind. First and foremost, the new Studio Display does not feature ProMotion support. ProMotion is Apple's adaptive refresh rate technology, which first came to the iPad Pro a few years ago, and has since expanded to the MacBook Pro and the iPhone 13 Pro. ProMotion allows the refresh rate of a display to run up to 120 Hz and to scale even lower than 60 Hz for improved efficiency. Even though we've seen ProMotion come to those new products recently, it is not a feature of the Studio Display. Apple says the Studio Display supports a 60 Hz refresh rate, just like the panel in the display of the 27-inch iMac, and even the display in the LG Ultrafine. Additionally, even though the Studio Display technically starts at $1,600, you can configure it with a pair of options that can increase that price to as high as $2,300. Apple is offering a nano texture matte glass coating option for the Studio Display for an additional $300. And you can choose a tilt and height adjustable stand for another $300. This stand appears to be similar to the one that's used in the Pro Display XDR, but a smaller version and, of course, $700 cheaper. Apple also does include a polishing cloth in the box when you opt for the nano texture version of the Studio Display, but not when you choose the standard glass. And finally, the Studio Display features 3 USB-C ports and 1 Thunderbolt 3 port on the back. The Thunderbolt 3 port is used for upstream connectivity for the host device, so whatever Mac you're connecting, while the 3 USB-C ports are downstream for connecting peripherals, storage, and other networking gear. Notably, this means that the new Studio Display does not support Thunderbolt 4, which is the latest technology that Apple is using on its newest Macs. This means that you miss out on some of the new features of Thunderbolt 4, such as faster charging, but by retaining Thunderbolt 3 instead, Apple is ensuring that the Studio Display works for people who don't have a Thunderbolt 4-capable Mac. You can order the Studio Display now, and the first shipments are slated to arrive next Friday. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. It's never too late to set new habits that can help change your life, and HabitMinder is the perfect tool to help you do that. HabitMinder is a healthy habit reminder and tracker application for iPhone and Apple Watch, designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. The app makes it easy to set and track new habits, and customize each habit with all of your particular goals and desires. It also supports Apple Watch, so you can quickly log your habits via the Apple Watch application and track your progress. You can view statistics to see how you perform in each area, see your completion rates, streaks, and other information. And each habit is fully customizable, so you can set your goal, the type of habit, a special icon, reminders, and more. There are more than 50 predefined habit ideas in the HabitMinder application, but of course, you can also create your own. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store as a free download for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. My thanks to HabitMinder from Fun Media for sponsoring 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, after yesterday's Apple event, there was a notable change to the Apple online store. The 27-inch iMac and its iconic design has officially been removed from the Apple store and is no longer available for purchase. This change was made without any sort of notice, and it's unclear if there's a replacement for the device coming anytime soon. Apple replaced the 21.5-inch iMac running on Intel last year with the 24-inch iMac powered by Apple Silicon and with an all-new design. Apple also discontinued its iMac Pro last year, which was a 27-inch iMac variant with Xeon-class Intel chips on the inside, and now the Intel version of the 27-inch iMac has met the same fate. Again, Apple has not commented on the fate of the 27-inch iMac going forward, but in the meantime, it's clear that Apple views the Mac Studio and Studio Display as two potential replacements for the larger screened iMac. While rumors have indicated that Apple is working on a new larger screened iMac Pro, it's unclear when that product will be available. And as for the Mac Pro, Apple continues to sell its Intel-powered machine and even updated it with new graphics options yesterday. But Apple Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, John Ternus, confirmed during yesterday's event that an Apple Silicon version of the Mac Pro is on the way. He explained that the entire Mac lineup has now been transitioned to Apple Silicon, with the exception of the Mac Pro, but that's an announcement that's slated for another day. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.